I talk first of all about a few issues that are on the horizon or they're being talked about today and just aren't going to go away. One of them is country of origin labeling. NFO has long supported the idea of country of origin labeling, and there's been a controversy going back and forth, particularly regarding meat. There's been lawsuits involved, WTO rulings, but the people on the other side are as determined as those that are promoting it. So this is an issue that you're going to hear a lot about in the future, and it's just going to keep on. Ironically, there doesn't seem to be any controversy as far as labeling chicken. I'm not chicken, excuse me, labeling vegetables or fruit, that sort of thing. But the controversy always seems to be around meat. So it's an issue that's going to continue to be there for a while. On the other one was, labeling GMOs. Again, we have NFO has supported the idea that consumers have a right to know what's in their food. And from that standpoint, we have been in favor of labeling GMOs. Now, I know that according to surveys you hear, there's a majority of the consumers want to know that, but yet when it's come up for some votes in a few states, they've not generated the votes to put it in place in those states. So tremendous amount of money spent on both sides of that particular issue. And again, that's one that I believe that's just going to go on, and you're going to keep hearing more about it as various states and various groups put forth their plans as far as that particular issue is concerned. There are a couple of other ones that NFO really has not taken a position on, and that's what I would refer to as some of the state initiatives that are there that have banned gestation crates. Some of the regulations or protocols have been put in place by some of the buyers that if they're going to buy a product, it's got to come off of farms that meets a certain standard or has stood a certain inspection and so on. I think this is going to go on into the future. I told our delegates that I think it's a mistake just to feel that that's just a misguided effort on animal rights groups, because I think it's we know animal rights groups are involved in it, but the bigger side of that issue is consumer groups are there pushing some of these initiatives. So again, this is an issue that's going to go on. It's going to have what I regard as some unintended consequences in the terms of supply and price in the coming years. But again, it's an issue. It's alive today, and it's going to be alive several months from now. It's going to keep going.
Do you think that the California standards are going to stand as far as chicken space?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I understand that there have been some lawsuits filed. We'll see where that goes. I know there was an effort in the last farm bill to put some language in that would have superseded any of these state initiatives. So, again, it's going to be played out in the future, but it's going to take some time, because I think there's going to be some other initiatives that are going to come up as well.
Going back to the GMO labeling, and of course Vermont has their law in place now to take effect in 2016, some challenges to that. Is that a precedent setter? Do you think that's going to stand, and is that going to be the one that opens the door for similar rules across the country?
Well, it's hard to tell if that's going to stand, but I think if it does stand, it will open the door for similar actions in some other states in the country. Again, this, even if it doesn't stand, there are, I think, from the surveys and reports we've seen, that this is an issue that's big with consumers, and I think one way or another, it's going to surface again if it doesn't last there. The thing that our members have really taken a stand on, and that is the TPP. We're very much in favor of trade, but at the same time, we have some concerns that in any trade agreements, Congress should have some oversight, and that isn't going to happen if the president is granted that fast-track authority, and so we have taken a position in opposition to that.
Speaking of international agreements, and especially when we start talking with the European side of things, and that, of course, is geographic indicators, a big issue that faces not only cheese, but wine and other goods.
Yes, that's right. I think this whole trade issue is something that I'm going to cover a broad range of things. And, we know we're in a global market. We realize that is where we're at as a country. And so these same issues are going to come up from time to time. But we just feel that there should be Congress should have some say in these rather than just in the hands of a few people.
Getting back to the GMOs quickly here, too, one of the other items that has been attempted here is to not only, you know, prevent or label GMO foods, but to prevent their planting in some areas. We see that in Hawaii. We see that in a few other locales in Oregon. Your thoughts on that?
We haven't really taken a position on that. It's just a matter of people knowing exactly what they're doing, making certain they have a market for what they plant. And again, those are things that brings up another broad issue is what responsibility do the conventional growers that grow around these people that are trying to raise non-GMO with pollen drift and all that. That's another big issue that's being talked about. So those things are just going to keep on.
What do you expect out of this Congress now that the Republicans control both houses?
That's a good question. I think there's going to have to be more compromise and more sitting around the table and negotiating some of these things rather than doing it in front of cameras and microphones. I don't think that's very helpful at all to the process.